Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Audio.
Audio Media presents Young's Infinite City, created by Alex Dolan.
How are you still alive?
What the earthly fuck?
It broke my nose.
Were you two still together this whole time? During our entire marriage?
Who was the body in your bed?
That's where you're going to start.
Dalton, Charles, I'll explain everything. Damn it, Grace, my head is spinning from that punch.
That was a slap. Open palm.
You don't want to know what a punch from me feels like.
Who was in your bed? Did you kill that woman?
No. She was one of our actors. She had a heart attack.
Come on.
You tattooed her and slapped your ring on her finger. That's fucking macabre.
What the hell are you doing alive?
Calm down, son. Let us explain.
Son? Son? I'm losing my fucking mind. You call me son again and I'm gonna kick the fucking shit out of you.
I can see you're mad.
Oh, can you?
Dalton, please.
His name is Charles.
I had to kill 4 people today with my bare hands. 2 with pulse guns. No, that's wrong. I don't even remember. Grace, how many people have we killed today?
20, give or take. All to find you, my love.
For years, I've suppressed all of it. I pretended I'm not the monster you made me. And it all came out today, all because I came here to find you.
Because you ran, like a coward, just as the world's about to ignite. God, I need to calm myself down before I rip your tonsils out. That goes for both of you, because you'll be getting the worst of me too, Brendan. I gave myself night vision so I could protect you. I gave up sunny days for you.
I never asked for that.
Don't you do that. Don't you fucking dare.
Say something, for God's sake!
And say something real. Don't you lie to us.
All right. I lied. I killed that woman in my bed. I figured, what's one more?
Wow!
You're feeling sorry for yourself?
My family tree, everyone.
I'm not excusing my behavior, just explaining it.
What about all those corpses out there you shellacked?
Which ones?
What?
The plasticized ones?
Yes, Mom, the plasticized ones.
The pirates were gunned down at sea. The bandits slaughtered on the land. The others died from droughts and cancer.
We didn't even see your cancer victims.
How many are there?
They're all over if you look for them. They're real people who died because of me.
What is this place? You built a city as what, a fucking diary? A museum for everything Rosalind Young? Are you that hungry to be glorified? You don't get enough of that in real life?
It's a place to hold my shame.
For fuck's sake, Rosalind, it's a little too late to crumble now.
It's not just about your shame, though, is it? You built a restaurant where you and Grace had your first date. Someone told me you recreated the ceremony where you got your Nobel Prize. That sounds like a lot of fucking pride.
It's both. The city shows everything. I'm tired of being the saint. And I'm tired of being the demon.
You've been given a lot more saint than demon.
That's the problem.
You don't have the right to feel sorry for yourself. You know, I saw the bullet holes in our fake home. You put bullet holes in the walls. Even the bullet hole from when you shot me.
Well, of course I did.
Why?
Grace, that's at the heart of everything. You know why I stayed up for days on end? Why I patrolled the house at night? I told you what I saw. I told you what I was chasing and what was chasing me. You just refused to believe me.
You couldn't tell what was real.
But I could, Grace. I really could.
You still convinced we have ghosts in our home?
We do have ghosts in our home. I was afraid at first. But you know what? I love my ghosts. I love my ghosts because they tell me the truth.
You built this city to lock them away.
I built this city to honor them. You can't lock up a ghost. Ghosts don't haunt a place, they haunt a person. This is a place where they'll be remembered. All those quiet deaths, they'll have a place here. It's my tribute to them. Whenever the city opens, and it will eventually, this will finally give them the recognition we denied them.
You're honoring yourself as much as anything. You recreated your wedding day.
Which one?
Fuck.
The triumphs are in here, too. Have you seen the hospital where you were born?
Oh, did you show the lab where you modified my genetics?
Yes, we do. That's the point. We show the good and the bad. Think of what we've all done, Grace.
Why are you using my name? I've never fucking met you.
Grace, we've become the corruption of a good deed. This city is the story of how something good was perverted. It's a lesson to others. I want them to know what happened, what really happened. I want to free them of the past so that they don't have to repeat it. Dalton, Charles, whatever you're calling yourself, I think you had the right idea all along. We can't save people. People need to save themselves. They have to stop expecting to be rescued. What is it you always said? A person can't change the world.
But a person can change one person.
10 billion people out there should have figured out how to save themselves. Maybe it's time for humanity to be called to account.
If you're vilifying yourself, what does that make me? Don't answer that.
All right, Dan. What's your excuse?
I'm not as willful as your mother. I tapped out early. Well, after Melody died. She was a young, healthy woman who died because she worked with a hazardous chemical. The hazards of which we kept from the public. The hazards of which we still keep from the public.
You're co-opting my tragedy to justify your cowardice. I'm 2 seconds from breaking you in half.
Are you two still technically married? Shit, I don't care. Wait. Yes, I do. Rosalind, when did you stop loving me?
I never stopped.
Do you still love him?
Yes, but not in the way that you think. We know each other. We share each other's shame.
It's taking all my will not to pounce on you.
You might actually be crazy. Both of you. Dad, what about you? Do you really buy into all this?
I respect your mother's vision.
Could you have less of a spine? That's the thing about you vanishing. You were already invisible, so no one missed you.
I suppose I deserve that.
Something I've always wanted to know. Did you want to alter my DNA too? Or did Mom just bully you until you acquiesced?
We made the decision together. I wanted it too. We both wanted to make you resilient. We wanted you to survive. Things out there are going to get worse, you know.
Not here in the castle, though.
The city isn't a hiding place. Like your mother said, part of this city's purpose is leaving an honest legacy.
Don't espouse wisdom. You're a tenant in my mother's brain.
When we're all dead, and people look back at Rosalind Young, what do you think they'll say about her?
provided there's still someone left alive who cares.
They'll say she walks on water.
More to the point, who gives a shit?
You're both right. If people survive at all, they're going to think fondly about Rosalind Young. They'll remember her as the world's last great hope. Even her critics. That's what happens when controversial people die. They'll sugarcoat their opinions of her, because whatever good and bad she's done, when she dies, they're going to canonize her. And Grace, to your point, no one should give a shit.
We destroyed the world by giving people the opportunity to let it happen. We let people shirk responsibility for their own survival.
You lied about the M4, didn't you?
Oh, the M4 is done. It was ready years ago. I never released it because I didn't think the world deserved it.
You finished it? Christ, my head is spinning.
Why the hell did I come here?
I needed you here.
I have nothing to do with any of this.
That's not true at all. Grace, can you tell him why he's here?
Don't put this on me.
What's she talking about?
What, did you think Grace brought you because she wanted moral support? Have you ever known Grace Adamu to need help from anyone? Also, Grace doesn't like you.
That's not true.
All right. She didn't like you. It looks like you've bonded. That's good.
She said we had a better shot of you coming back with us if I was here too.
You believed that?
Grace, what's she talking about?
I told Grace that if something happened to me, she needed to come here and bring you with her. I made her swear to it.
Charles, I had no idea this is what she meant.
Why do you think the scanners worked for you both? I wanted to give you both the keys to come inside. I even gave you both your own skeleton keys just in case you needed them.
The reason we're on the brink of war is because you added my biodata to the natural law system.
True, but that's a separate issue. The Infinite City doesn't run on the same system as natural law.
So what? Bandits still used my biodata to get in here. And they run the city now.
No, they don't. You found us here. Bandits wouldn't have been able to find this cabin. I engineered the forest so the trees move. It's a constantly shifting maze.
We got here because of dumb luck.
Did you, though? You already mentioned that you made it to our house.
And almost died trying.
Only the people standing in this cabin had access to that house. It's a secured site.
Not anymore. It's an open house now.
Same with your master control room. We were almost killed getting inside, but we let the bandits in too.
Master control? Oh, you mean the test garden.
Whatever you call it. Shit, I know what this place is. This cabin. This is the third red dot on the map, isn't it?
The city's three strongholds.
Not that strong, as it turns out.
I knew you'd find a way. You're both smarter and stronger. I know you both.
I should have stayed home. Charles, I'm sorry I brought you. I really am, love.
Like I said, I knew you'd come. Because like it or not, I know both of you. I wanted you both here, and here you are.
And why are we here, Mom?
For sanctuary.
Shit, I was right. You built a bunker for yourselves.
Even if the world gets through this crisis, there's going to be another. It's going to happen again and again and again until the end of time. It's time to rip off the Band-Aid.
You are preparing for the end of the world.
You're judging me? You've been prepping for this moment since Melody died. Listen, you think Homo sapiens have the ability to destroy a planet? That's another form of arrogance. The world isn't going to end, not until it falls into the sun. The world will only end as we know it. We don't even have the ability to eradicate ourselves in one fell swoop. If the bombs fly today, there's still going to be a smattering of people around. There are 10 billion of us, and we're all at the top of the food chain. Nothing's going to kill us all that quickly. Whatever happens, and whenever it does, whoever's left will need tools to rebuild. The most important tool will be knowledge.
We get it. You're teaching them what mistakes they shouldn't repeat.
Not just that. I built an entire city, remember? And I'll keep building it as long as I'm alive to give people enough resources to give them a fighting chance. You think this is a museum? It's not. It will be a refuge. The city provides food, water, shelter, weapons to protect us, a dome to shelter us from the elements, even nuclear fallout. When the time comes, we will open the doors to this city and welcome in those who are resilient enough to make it here. We'll nurture those people and teach them how to rebuild. You think it's cowardice that I'm here? I'm here because that day might be tomorrow, and I want to be here to help the last of us, the remainders, to work together for the next phase of humanity. That's why I needed you both here. I wanted you here because I love you both. But I needed you because you're both fundamentally important to what will happen the day after catastrophe befalls us all. I needed the most capable mind, or the second most, and the most generous spirit. Grace, you need someone with unbridled empathy. Dalton, Charles, you need someone with unparalleled competence.
Wow. You managed to insult both of us with compliments. Well done.
You think I have no empathy? You think I'm a rotten person?
You are! We both are! When I met you, you ran a children's charity. Look at you now! You make war machines!
Says the woman who's outfitted this city with more weapons than the average country.
I know! Look at what we've both become! I sterilized my own son! I mutated his DNA! And you know what? I don't even regret it. Dalton, Charles, my invention gave your wife cancer. We are bad animals, Grace. We need someone like Charles to remind us of what it means to truly care about people.
The lengths to which you assuage your own guilt is astounding.
We're all motivated by the guilt of things that cannot be undone.
Who said that?
Me.
Well, lesson learned. Whatever this is, I'm not going to be a part of it.
That sounds about right for me, too.
Grace, you about ready to go?
I need you here. I need both of you, where you'll be safe. Trust me, you're better off here.
I'm not hiding out in a bunker with you until the end of days.
When the bombs drop, you'll be coming back here anyway.
I guess we'll see.
All right. I'll respect your decision. But before you go, can I show you something?
Oh, you didn't hear that? I'm leaving.
Let me show you something. It'll make the trip here worth it.
Mom, Dad, good luck.
I'll give you the M4.
Bullshit.
I have the formula loaded on a drive. I'll give you the drive and you can do whatever you want with it.
So give it over.
We need to go and get it.
I don't trust you.
You don't have to. The science is good. It won't take that much for someone to take the formula and produce it. I essentially wrote a user's manual.
Stop fucking around, then. If you're gonna give it to us, then just give it to us already.
No. I want you to earn it.
I'm leaving.
What I can show you will eclipse your most vibrant imagination.
What is it?
We have to go there. But it's close, and it's worth it.
Trust her. It's worth it.
This is insane and inane. I'm leaving.
I built it for you. For all of us, but especially for you.
The M4?
No. So much more than the M4. Let me show you. I built it for you.
I don't give a shit.
It's the reason I wanted you to come.
Point me in the right direction and I'll have a look.
No, you can't get there by yourself. I need to take you.
After all this, you expect me to follow you anywhere? Are you out of your mind?
Family should trust each other no matter what.
Even if they're delusional?
Especially then, so we can help them.
Tell me what you're going to show me.
Let it go, Charles.
I'm going to show you hope.
You're in dreamland.
I get it. You think all of this is self-aggrandizing, but you're wrong. You haven't seen everything.
It's a thing to behold.
If the M4 is real, let us have it so Grace can defuse the crisis.
It won't take long. What's the worst that can happen? You're not afraid to die. Never have been, as far as I recall.
Charles?
Grace, to sweeten the deal, I'll give you an armored car for the ride back to Boston. It's faster than the Rhino and just as tough.
How would we get there?
I'll show you.
Great, another hole in the floor. It's like a rabbit became an engineer.
Fine. Let's get this over with.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geo-engineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Go through the open door into the pod.
It's an elevator. A glass elevator.
It's more than that.
What, did you finally build a time machine?
I built this pod to descend at high speeds. Very high speeds. You can see through the window, but I wouldn't recommend it since it's your first time. The experience can be jarring.
Wow. Oh, I was not expecting this.
My God, Rosalind, why would you design something like this?
It's your first ride. You'll get used to it. Your father threw up the first few times.
Ugh, of course he did.
Does the M4 do everything you said it does?
It'll deliver on my promises. It's easier to mass produce, so developing countries can make their own. And it absorbs 3 times as much water.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
I like that you watch old movies. They give you a sense of history. The M4 doesn't need a boat to carry it. It also doesn't have the same health hazards.
That you know.
You hated me for enhancing you.
You mutated my genetics.
Among other things, I made you impervious to carcinogens. You think I made you a monster? I made you better than the rest of us. The strength to survive and the heart to care about others.
You're taking credit for my compassion as a byproduct of being raised by a sociopath.
I made you what you are one way or another. You're not a monster. I made you a hero.
Unbelievable. Where the hell are you taking us, Mom?
We're almost there. Do you like being called Charles?
Yes, I do.
I'll call you Charles then. We're here.
Thank God.
Thank you.
is this?
Just like in the old pictures, isn't it?
This isn't on the map.
It wouldn't be. It's 800 feet below the city.
This can't exist.
And yet it does.
How?
The largest dome ever created. The sunlight? Synthetic. You've seen the prototype already.
The vertical gardens at NL Tower.
And the test gardens here in the city. Except here, we don't need a vertical farm. We have all the space we need. This is a self-sustaining ecosystem.
What is that? I've never seen a bird like that.
Is that a bot?
No, the birds are real. Everything is. We have roughly 40,000 species of plant life, some cultured from seeds that have been in storage for decades, and 8,000 species of animals.
This bird doesn't occur in nature. You engineered it, didn't you?
This is a real bird. I didn't create it. It's called an Oahu Akialoa. Unique, isn't it? The color of spearmint and a beak that looks like a giant hornet stinger. It went extinct. I brought it back.
How?
We collected DNA from the last of their species. Not just from these, we brought back others. There are a few living and breathing rhinoceroses, if you can believe it. It's a bit of a Noah's Ark in here. The animals are beginning to breed, too. You should see a baby rhinoceros. Ah, it's adorable! Oh, it looks like an armored cherub.
This is what you meant by sanctuary. But I'm not staying here.
I won't force you. If it's not your sanctuary, maybe it can be your inspiration. You're going to need it. Everyone's going to need it. They'll need inspiration to keep them going. When the doomsday comes, they'll find it here. If you're not going to stay here, maybe you can use some of that inspiration out there. Use what you've seen here to help people understand. You'll need inspiration because people will need to be inspired by you. They'll need to know they're fighting for something. Out there, that's what the world is. In here, this is what it could be.
We're not going to enchant people with the promise of Narnia.
Not now. Not with what people think of you, of me, of natural law. That's why you need Charles, and why he needs you. You both need people to trust you to show them a new vision. You know the equation for trust? It's authority plus compassion. Grace, you have authority in spades. People will follow authority to a point, but they'll never really trust someone unless they feel they've been seen and heard, truly seen and heard, with empathy. You can't fake compassion, and that's what Charles brings, the other half of the equation. When people trust you, you can show them splendors they'd never dare to dream themselves. And you can inspire them to build it with you.
Mom, what have you done?
You don't like it?
It's a dream.
For you and others.
Grace, do you think we can do this?
I don't know, love. But I'll burn up trying.
What if we fail? Huh? What if I fail?
Do you really want to fight for them out there?
Yes.
Then you might fail. But you'd have had the courage to fail. But you could succeed despite all odds. Imagine that. Imagine people everywhere who would follow you. People who would learn to have the courage to build something beautiful. You think it's an exaggeration that I called you a hero? That's what a hero is, my sweet boy. It's overcoming the fear of defeat. This is what I made you. And this is why I love you. Now go and do what you were made to do.
Thank you for watching Corkboard. Current temperature is 91 degrees Fahrenheit, 33 degrees Celsius. Corkboard, whatever the news, wherever you are.
Today, the last of the ships sailed away from the site in the Pacific Ocean, where tensions had reached a political brink for 13 days. The USS Halo hoisted and hauled the remainder of the M3 that had floated in the ocean since the sinking of the USS Valiant. The détente was reached through a day of closed meetings with the heads of state from all countries involved. White House Press Secretary Evelyn Chambers said, "The president is grateful that the nations involved could reach an agreement. The world faces a life-threatening scarcity that impacts everyone on the planet, and all parties agreed that the needs of one nation cannot overshadow the imperative to supply people with a fundamental necessity to preserve life." The agreement was also reached a day after Natural Law announced the forthcoming launch date of M4, the next generation of Megazorbent. Among other benefits, the company claims that M4 will harvest 3 times as much water as M3. Yesterday, Natural Law founder and CEO Rosalind Young was reported missing. A coordinated search among national and local agencies has begun. We will be reporting on that story as it develops. In Young's absence, COO Grace Adamu was on hand to announce the milestone.
After years of development, the brilliant scientists at Natural Law have perfected what has been referred to as M4. I know there's been a lot of speculation about what this will do, and I can assure everyone that it meets and exceeds those expectations. There'll be a lot of time to get into the details, but what's important is that it's ready now. It will provide 3 times the water, and it will be easier to produce. Of course, we are deeply concerned about our founder and my wife, Dr. Rosalind Young. I'm grateful to have the support of multiple agencies to try and find her, and they have assured me they will make every effort to locate her. We have the good fortune that Natural Law has attracted and retained some of the finest minds in science to further our legacy of disruptive innovation. I'm confident that all of us at Natural Law will continue to accelerate our momentum.
With Ms. Adamu was Rosalind Young's son. Originally born Dalton Fisher Young, her son fell out of the public eye and changed his name to Dr. Charles Davis, a prominent psychiatrist in his field. In yesterday's announcement, he was introduced as Dr. Charles Young.
We do have additional good news. Rosalind's son, Dr. Charles Young, has decided to join Natural Law. I'd like to invite him to say a few words. Charles?
As a psychiatrist, my work has been focused on promoting the health and wellness of people in my care. With that spirit, I'm honored to join Natural Law to support its vision of building a better world. Together, we have the opportunity to work together and reshape the planet. I've been thinking quite a bit about the history of our species. In particular, the confluence of factors that led to human beings becoming the dominant species on the planet. Thousands and thousands of years ago, humans weren't smarter than other species. We weren't stronger. But we knew how to work together. Everything humanity has built, churches, cities, giant ships, and big sponges, these are the result of our greatest strength, the capacity to work together. Because we are hardwired to work together as a species, it is within humanity's capacity to create the world we want. One where people aren't dying of drought or fighting each other for scraps. If we can invent M4, think of what else we can do. In the next era of Natural Law, we won't just provide water for the world. We will work with the world so people can provide for themselves.
Well said, Charles. I have to admit, I'm thrilled to have more of the Young family on board to continue the legacy of Rosalind's spirit of innovation and generosity. Honestly, I've never met anyone with such a love for people.
Law issued a new barrage of flagrant lies.
Multiple awards for his community.
Solving our world water crisis.
Low-income clients and families. As well as chairing a number of non-profits dedicated to providing help.
The release of M4
He has worked in regions that have been
numbers to the iniquities, the natural
bringing technology to identify
and exacerbated. They are attempting to give us false hope,
water into potable water,
to demotivate those who would fight a righteous war.
A generous spirit.
We will not be fooled so easily. We see through this veneer of false hope and remain vigilant. We will continue to fight for all those people who continue to be denied basic life necessities. Every day we grow stronger. Every day we gain access to more formidable tools to dismantle our oppressors. Expect our attacks to be more frequent. We are dying. We are desperate. We are vengeful. We are savage. We are Leviathan.
Young's Infinite City was created by Alex Dolan, produced by Alex Dolan and Audio Media, and co-written by Alex Dolan and Vince DiGianni. Starring Gavin Bentley as Charles Davis, Maria Balei as Grace Adamu, and Emma Sherjarko as Rosalind Young. Also featuring performances by Bill Roberts, Wynne Manning, Juliet Angeli, Zygmunt Dobolauskas, Kristen Udowitz, Andrea Richardson, Nero Scott, Jez Sands, Ray Hurd, Byron Kerr, Georgia McKenzie, Mark Allen, Chris Harris Beachy, Akshdeep Singh, Paul Green Dennis, and Jason Webb. Sound design by Oliver Morris and Chris Harris Beachy. Line layout and QA by Chris Harris Beachy. Mixing and mastering by Brad Colebrook. For more information, visit www.infinitecity.net or www.alexdolan.com.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the side?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.